This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Der Dezember steckt voller Gewinne mit dem Rubbellos Adventskalender. 24 mal rubbeln, 24 mal die Chance auf festliche Sofortgewinne. Mit Gesamtgewinnen von mehr als 4,5 Millionen Euro über alle Winterlose hinweg. Ich bin dann mal weg.
Rubbellose, das schnellste Glück von Lotto. Chance auf einen der Höchstgewinne, siehe Rückseite der Lose.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Leonard. Oh, you're up early.
I couldn't sleep. You know how it is. I was listening on my wireless about the farm protests.
Oh, more tractors than black cabs outside Parliament.
Oh, I bet Westminster's never seen so many green wellies and fleeces.
No, I've never seen such a big farming demo in London. There's a lot of anger about this new inheritance tax on farms.
Yeah, but David, we need those taxes to pay for things like the NHS.
So, what's with the bike? Someone given it to you to fix?
No, I found it. I was actually looking for a bit of stripped metal to mend Jill's honey spinner.
Oh, yeah, she said one of the legs was wobbly.
Well, Ruth thought I might find something suitable at the back of the machine shed. So, I was rooting around. There it is.
Oh, what, so it's ours, is it?
I assume so.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it might be Josh's old bike. Didn't recognise it upside down.
And it needs a very good clean just to start with.
Well, I'm not surprised he hasn't ridden it for years.
It did look...
What, abandoned?
Well, passed over, shall we say. But with a bit of fettling, I think it could be a perfectly good machine. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
And it's okay to use the tools in here?
Yeah, be my guest.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful moment, isn't it? You remember, as a kid, when you get your first bike?
Oh, it certainly is.
The freedom it gives you. Shame we stop when we get older.
Not everyone does. I cycled for decades.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a member of a cycling club for years.
I never realised. What, proper, serious cycling?
Absolutely. We'd think nothing of a 60-mile ride of a Sunday morning.
60 miles?
That's nothing. Each year, on Midsummer's Day, we'd set off at dawn for the coast.
Wow.
Fish and chips and ice cream on the prom, then back on the bikes and get home just as the sun was setting.
That's extraordinary.
Happy days. I don't know why I ever gave it up.
Jolene? Love?
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Oh, thanks. What time is it?
Oh, about 7:30.
What
on earth?
It's Mick.
What?
Yeah, he's doing something to that van of his.
Oh, tell him to shut up.
Mick? Mick, mate!
Oh, hi, Kenton. Lovely morning.
Is it? I'll take your word for it.
So, I thought I'd make a start on the van.
Yeah, we're publicans, Mick. It's a little bit early for us.
Glad I've seen you, actually. Have you had a 14mm socket by any chance?
Oh, my goodness! It takes me back.
He's really nippy on it, isn't he?
Well, it's true what they say, Ruth. Riding a bike is like riding a bike.
Very profound.
Yeah, I'm thinking of taking up philosophy as a second career.
Surprised it's in such good condition.
Well, you should have seen it this morning. Apparently, Leonard was a serious cyclist in his younger days.
Was he?
Hey! Oh, so liberating!
I was just saying, you're a natural.
Hey, and I've got some good news for you. I've spoken to Josh. He's got no use for the bike anymore, so you're welcome to use it. Take it home, whatever.
Oh, well, surely you'll want paying for it, David.
Nope. Not after you've put all that work into it.
If it was left to him, it'd still be rusting at the back of the machine shed.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm extremely grateful. I think this is a sign, you know.
In what way?
I've been thinking for a while I should get off my backside and get a bit more exercise. This is the perfect opportunity.
Great. Everyone wins.
Right. Well, it's time for a rope test. Do you need anything from the shop?
Tracy's worried about Brad.
Uh-huh.
Well, thinks he's spreading himself too thinly. You know, he's just started university. He works part-time at Grey Gables. And he's trying to keep George Grundy's business going.
Well, George is inside, you mean?
Yeah. I really don't know why Brad's bothering with that. He spent ages this week working on a video for the rewilding project.
Well, that's going to take a lot of input.
Yeah, too right. Can't be the best use of his time when he's doing a maths degree. It was up to me. George's business could go hang.
Right. Well, that's the power steering disconnected. What's next, Kenton?
Support the subframe.
Oh, okay. Can you get the jack underneath it on your side?
Okay, will do.
I'll do this one.
Right. How did the repair to next door's lawn go, mate?
Oh, I was pretty pleased with it. That rain we had helped to bed the turf in.
Oh, that's good.
Kirsty was able to rearrange the agent for tomorrow.
What, to measure up and take photos?
Yeah. So, I guess the place will be on the market, I don't know, sometime next week. Joy's worried about Ellen and the boys.
Oh, I bet.
Where they're going to end up?
Oh, house hunting nowadays.
Especially round here.
So many places have gone for second homes or holiday lets. It's really pushed the prices up.
No need to tell me. That's why I'm still living in a van.
Well, oh, this looks like a big job.
Oh, hi, Leonard.
Good morning.
Do you know Mick, Joy Horville's partner?
Oh, weren't you the chap who got that Ryland fella for the Eurovision show?
Yeah, that's Mick.
I remember Linda Snell being very chuffed about it.
Do I recognise that bike, Leonard?
It used to belong to Josh. He's kindly donated it to me.
Well, that's good of him.
I need to get some proper togs now. Couldn't get away with me old bib shorts and Legnano jersey, even if I could find them.
Joy's got some cycling gear she doesn't use.
Really?
Yeah, helmet, ivy's jacket, you know, that sort of thing. If they fit, I expect you could have them.
Oh, well, that'd save a bob or two.
She's working in the shop this morning.
Now, as it happens, that's exactly where I'm heading. I'll ask her.
Give my love.
I will. Thanks.
See ya.
Seems a nice chap.
Oh, he is. My mum's boyfriend, actually.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Is that secure your side now?
Yep, rock solid.
So, I guess I undo the mounting bolts from the subframe.
Hold on. Yeah, should be four of them.
Okay.
Canton, have you seen the time?
Huh?
I'm about to open up. Whoa, looks like there's been an explosion here.
Well, you've got to take a lot of things off to get to the gearbox.
You haven't even got to the gearbox yet.
Not quite.
You've been out here all morning.
Nearly there, Jolene.
Well, I'm sorry, but I need my husband back.
Okay, I'm coming. Oh, my knees.
And you need to get that oil off your hands, quick, sharp.
Significant day today.
November the 21st.
Well, not the actual date. It's different every year, depending on conditions. Now, up to now, Ruth's been taking the cows back to the field after milking. But now they're going to stay under cover overnight.
Are they in for the winter then, David?
No. She'll turn them out in the morning. But by Christmas, they'll be indoors full time.
And this is because of the grass?
Or lack of it, yeah. Mm. Yeah, homegrown grass is the best feed there is, so we try to keep them out as long as possible. But there comes a point where they just damage the pasture too much.
What's that funny word you use for what they do to the ground?
What, poaching?
That's the one.
Thanks for getting the butter, Leonard.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is the bike living up to expectations?
Yes.
Teething troubles?
Oh, no. The bike's running fine. It's me. The moment I came to the tiniest hill, well, I thought I was going to expire.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, that's my problem. What I wanted to say, if you definitely won't take any money for it...
Definitely.
...then at least let me buy you a drink. This evening? Josh too, of course.
I think I'll pass. Once I finish the milking, I've still got lots to do.
I'm available. Thank you.
Champion.
And I'm pretty sure Josh will be too.
Hey, I could get used to this. Pub on my doorstep. You might never get rid of me.
So, I just wanted to say, before I head off to work, the gearbox is pretty much dismantled now, but I need to keep all the bits under cover.
Yeah?
And obviously, I can't keep them in the van. It's too oily. There's no room anyway.
So,
you know that sort of lean-to thing at the back where you keep the crates of empties?
Yes.
I've popped it all there. That's okay, isn't it?
Is it taking up a lot of space?
Not too much, I don't think.
I'm sure it'll be fine, won't it, love?
Well,
I'm so grateful for all of this.
You're welcome, Mick.
And to show my appreciation, I'm pretty sure I persuaded my mate Errol to have his birthday bash here.
Oh, that's great.
Josh is on his way. Oh, good old. Evening, all.
David. Did you catch Joy earlier, Leonard?
Indeed, I did. And I'm popping over to her place after this. She might be able to let me have some old cycling kit.
Oh.
So, yeah, if Errol likes the pub, and well, why wouldn't he? There's a good chance he'll bring his mates here for the Christmas do as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Right. I'll be off. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye, mate. Bye.
Two extra bookings already.
That's great.
Possible bookings, Kenton.
And you've got to admit, the echo feature is excellent.
Oh, I don't deny it.
Yeah, with the bull front and centre.
Yeah. Hey, still, don't get away from the fact that we've got a ratty old croc on our doorstep.
Hey, don't talk about Dave like that.
Oh, ha, ha.
You know, and already bits of it are spreading around the pub.
Is this Mick's motorhome?
Oh, you've seen it then.
Hard not to.
Hopefully it'll be off your car park pretty quickly.
Actually.
What?
You saw it with the bonnet art, didn't you, Leonard?
Yes.
What do you think? Honest opinion.
Well...
Because if you ask me, it looks pretty kaput. I'm not convinced it'll ever run again.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I could be wrong.
Oh, let's hope so. Yes, my darling, what can I get you?
Another fine mess, Kenton.
Oh, don't you start. What are you drinking?
Leonard's in the chair.
Half a Shires, please.
Uh-huh. A pint for me and a pint of lager for Josh.
Okay. How are you getting on with the bike, Leonard?
Very well, thank you. Except for the hills.
Ah, yes.
In my day, I used to relish the challenge of a climb.
The Corinthian spirit, eh?
Not anymore. It's a younger man's game, really.
Ah, not necessarily. Do you know Velma Gleeson?
I don't think so.
You know the Gleeson twins, though?
The cricketers.
Their aunt.
Yeah, but she still cycles everywhere. Never had a car.
But the twins must be...
Well, no spring chickens, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Velma's older than you.
Oh, how depressing. That's what happens when you stop doing something, isn't it? Use it or lose it.
No. What I'm saying is, as she got older, Sean and Peter bought her an electric bike. She gets to a hill, she just opens the throttle and va-va-voom.
That's cheating, though.
Who's counting? It's not the Tour de France.
No, when I get to a hill, I'll just jump off and push.
Oh, fair enough. Each to his own.
Just make sure you don't overdo it. All right.